that's for sure. The jury selection has begun yesterday. Third trial connected to the 2020 plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Joe Morrison, Pete Musico, Paul Bella are all charged with three crimes, including providing material support for terrorist acts. All were members of a group called the Wolverine Watchmen, some sort of a paramilitary group trained in the Jackson area. They're accused of assisting others who have been convicted of conspiring to kidnap Whitmer for vacation home in northern Michigan, and some that were also acquitted. Ty Garbin and Caleb Franks pled guilty in federal court in Grand Rapids. The alleged ringleaders, Barry Croft, Adam Fox, convicted in August. Two more men acquitted. Lawyers from Morrison, Musico, and Bellar say the men cut ties with Fox before the kidnapping plot accelerated in 2020. Bellar had moved to South Carolina. And the men claim an undercover informant as FBI handlers, you know, put them up to it and trapped them. Don't know if that's true. We'll see what this trial comes out like. A split decision, to say the least. So far in the trials, two pled guilty, two were convicted, two were acquitted. One win, one loss, one tie. Major concealed carry insurance providers in the U.S. say they have seen unprecedented growth over the past few years. Rising crime rates continue to drive more Americans to take their personal safety into their own hands by buying a gun for their own self-defense. You know that. Delta Defense, which runs the U.S. Concealed Carry Association and provides defense liability insurance coverage as part of membership in the education training organization, has seen its membership numbers more than double, 300,000 in 2020 to nearly 700,000 today. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association's membership was at 50,000 10 years ago. 700,000 now. And growing. And as a result, people wanting insurance. That's growing too. Tim Schmitz, the CEO of Delta Defense and the president and co-founder of the USCCA. He attributes the surge to the millions of brand new gun owners that there are in the wake of the riots. He says that's one of the drivers were all the riots in 2020. People got involved, wanted to, you know, protect themselves. A lot of people have come to the realization that, holy cow, I need to be able to defend myself. I'm going to buy a gun. And those new gun owners are seeking out education, training, further protection. U.S. Law Shield, a competitor which launched in 2009, also provides education, training, concealed carry insurance. It saw an enormous surge in membership starting in 2020 as well. We had this combination in the last two or three years of COVID, civil unrest, gigantic increases in crime across the country, and we saw a very unprecedented growth in our company. CEO Kirk Evans told Fox, saying that his organization is currently sitting at around 700,000 members and growing. Evans said another reason the industry has seen so much growth is because of increasing diversity among gun owners. You could not go a week in the last year or two without seeing an article about women make up the largest demographic of new permit holders, or African Americans have showed the highest increase, or minorities is the biggest increase in blank, or people in San Francisco running out to buy a firearm. This is not a white conservative movement. And this is not a white conservative group anymore, he says. So there you have it. Concealed carry insurance. Business is booming. Business is absolutely booming for Delta Defense. And for U.S. Law Shield. Well, I mean, let's be honest. When you go through a concealed carry class, as I have, one of the things they tell you right up front, what they teach you right up front, is that if you pull the trigger, if you shoot someone, you're going to jail. Unless that person is a pro-life person on your porch, at which point apparently you're not going to jail. But normally, under most normal, if you shoot someone, you're going to jail until they sort of, it doesn't mean you're guilty. But if you shoot someone in self-defense, they're going to take your gun. They're going to put you in handcuffs. That's one of the things they teach you in concealed carry class. Anybody that's been through it knows what I'm talking about, obviously. And you need to be prepared for that certainty. How about this? How about this also from Michigan News Source? Those guys are doing a great job. MichiganNewsSource.com. If you need a break from MLive, I understand, don't we all? If you just want straight news, real honest news, MichiganNewsSource.com. The voting is done. And once again, our friends in the UP, our Uper friends, they have the best place in the USA. USA Today's best fall foliage destination 2022, Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Take that, Maine. Take that, Vermont. Take that, New Hampshire. Ha! We are number one. We are number one in Michigan. If you want to see the UP at its peak colors, start making your trip plans today. The first 10 days of October, you better get on it. Giddy up. Giddy up. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is the resource every Michigan business owner needs to keep up on the fast-changing world of business and help you navigate the challenges. The Michigan Chamber is here for you with thousands of members. They have experience no matter what you're trying to do. The smart money is on the Michigan Chamber, michamber.com, michamber.com. Michigan business owners, be informed. And Michigan's premier water treatment company, Wolverine Water, has been locally owned and operated for nearly 75 years. Michigan people giving you the best water of your life. Get a hold of my good friend Paul Mahaney and his Michigan team at WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's WolverineWaterSystems.com. Final thoughts after this.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.